Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, online shopping more prevalent than ever before. Is this an opportunity for beef?
Absolutely. Online grocery and meal ordering grew tremendously throughout the 2020 pandemic. Today, 67% of consumers are buying groceries online for delivery or pickup. I know I do as well. In a retail space that is advancing at such a high speed, the Beef Checkoff has been implementing e-commerce advertising campaigns with major retailers like Target, Sam's Club, Kroger, and Chicory. So, as a recent example, the Beef Checkoff ran a kickoff to summer grilling digital e-commerce campaign with Sam's Club in April and May. When a consumer is shopping on the Sam's Club website or app, they'll see a Beef It's What's for Dinner banner pop up or other digital advertisements, and the link in those advertisements then takes consumers directly to Sam's Club Beef page, where it then encourages consumers to buy beef. So these kind of promotions provide us the opportunity to keep beef top of mind when consumers are shopping.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, the livestock complex put in a positive day yesterday. Live cattle futures were able to erase much of the losses of the previous four trading sessions, moving contracts back into the consolidation range they had been in for about 3 weeks. The cash had some activity already this week, with a number of cattle sold in the north at steady money with last week. This may have set the stage for the week. The rebound of futures may require packers to think about what they need to bid in order to accomplish further business. Now, hog futures have had an impressive week so far, with futures in August and October closing at the highest price since mid-June. However, with the exuberant buying, both contracts have left price gaps in their wake. There are two gaps in August, one left Tuesday at 104.37, one from Monday at 101.97. October left a price gap at 85.70. The jump in the National Direct Afternoon Report of $4.56 indicated packers wanted to gain ownership of hogs and were not shy about bidding to get them. Wheat markets were higher overnight across the board, with gains actually being led by Chicago, which has been the weak leg of late. Minneapolis wheat made another round of new highs Tuesday, with the September contract hitting $8.70¾ before relaxing a bit. The market participants still debating as to how the trade missed the spring wheat production estimate so badly. For starters, the USDA usually takes a stair-step approach to crop estimates, but instead jumped from the third-floor window on Monday. In addition, small crops tend to get smaller while big crops tend to get bigger. Corn futures were mixed to lower overnight as December corn slides back from the modest gains which posted Tuesday. It has been encouraging to see corn futures rally away from the lows witnessed Friday, which were getting perilously close to testing the $5.25 corrective low from May 26. And the soy complex was mixed to firmer trade overnight, with gains in soybeans and small losses in soybean oil. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle up 192 at 121.75. October up 137, 127.17. August feeder cattle up 67 cents, 158.82. September up 62, 161.62. August hogs up 185, 105.92. October up 205, 89.37. Kansas City wheat, September up 4¾, 616.5. December up 4½, 627. Chicago wheat, September up 7 cents, 640¾. December up 7¼, 650. September corn down a half cent, 550¾. December up 1¼, 542. August soybeans up 8 cents, 1422¾. September is up 4¾ at 1364¾. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.